I'm delighted to welcome you and Mrs. Trump to Buckingham Palace this evening. Tonight we celebrate an alliance that has helped to ensure the safety and prosperity of both our peoples for decades.
Ah, she's still got it. Day two of President Donald Trump's official visit to the UK is underway. Now, so far, he's met some royals, he's attended a state dinner, he's called the Mayor of London a stone-cold loser. So that's smashing his KPIs. What is on the agenda for day two? James Landale is the BBC's diplomatic correspondent. He joins us from the UK. Welcome, James.
Hello.
The reception to President Trump from Londoners, could you characterise that?
Well, we're going to see the evidence of that today on the streets of London, where tens of thousands are expected to demonstrate down Whitehall in the centre of London against his visit. There are some Londoners who think that the honour of a state visit should not have been offered to him. It was certainly offered slightly early on in his leadership. Theresa May made the invitation back at the beginning of 2017 after his inauguration in an attempt to get in early. It's taken a bit of a while, but this is only the third state visit that a US president has ever been given, and it's quite unusual to get one so early. So there are some Londoners and some people in the United Kingdom who think that it's a little too much. However, equally, there are others who think that it's absolutely right and proper that the UK should have a relationship with the United States president, whoever he or she may be, and that should involve a little bit of royal courtesy and hospitality.
Jeremy Corbyn, due to address the protesters in London today, your time, he also boycotted that state dinner. So clearly there's a political basis to this divide.
Oh, yes. And it's not just one that involves the Labour Party. I mean, clearly, you know, the Labour Party, as led by Jeremy Corbyn, have made a clear decision that they want to, you know, cast themselves against Mr. Trump. So that's why the leader, Mr. Corbyn, is going to be speaking at this very large protest today. Also, as you mentioned, Mr. Trump has had a long-standing fight with the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan. That spilled out again yesterday with some angry tweets, you know, not least because, you know, Mr. Khan had been pretty robust in his media commentary about the president, saying that you know, he was describing him as a global threat and comparing him to the fascist dictators of the 1930s, which clearly didn't go down well in the White House. But what is also interesting is that those conservative cabinet ministers and others who are contending to be the new prime minister to replace Theresa May, the current prime minister who is standing down as leader of the Conservative Party at the end of this week, even they have felt the need to sort of define themselves either for or against Mr. Trump. So you've had some, like, I don't know, the Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt saying that what Mr. Khan said about the Trump was wrong and he shouldn't have said it. But you've had others, like the Health Secretary, Matt Hancock, who said, no, Mr. Trump should respect the office of the Mayor of London in the same way that we should respect the office of the President of the United States.
I think one thing can be said about UK politics at the moment is there's no real consensus of view on any particular position. It's a fragmented policy.
I think that is a fair assessment. That is a fair assessment.
Now, at the state dinner, Mr. Trump, we heard from the Queen before, Mr. Trump, of his part, praised the eternal friendship between the US and the UK, despite perhaps the ructions of 1776. It has, however, been a long alliance.
On behalf of all Americans, I offer a toast to the eternal friendship of our people, the vitality of our nations, and to the long-cherished and truly remarkable reign of Her Majesty the Queen.
James Landale, there has not, at least on the evidence of last night's performance and the afternoon tea with Charles and Camilla, there haven't been any lapses of protocol on the part of the president.
No, not really. It's, you know, after the slight slip-up last year when he and the Queen appeared to get on the wrong side of each other during an inspection of the guard, there hasn't been anything too untoward in terms of the protocol. You know, in fact, it's the royals who've been sort of, you know, sort of tweaking the system, the Duchess of Cornwall, the wife of the Prince of Wales, Prince Charles, had a good wink at the cameras after their meeting, when they had stood in front of the cameras at Clarence House for tea yesterday. So there was that slightly awkward handshake between the President and the Prime and the Queen when they
was it
they
a handshake or a fist bump?
Yes. Well, I don't know. Who knows? To be honest, who cares?
The Queen's down with the kids. She'll do that kind of thing.
Up to a point, Lord Copper, up to a point.
Now, today is, I guess, we get down to the real business end with a meeting with outgoing PM Theresa May for talks. There are tensions between the US and the UK.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be a really strange meeting because, as I said, these are talks between a US president and an outgoing British prime minister. So clearly no decisions are going to be taken today. And I don't think either side are going to, make any grand offers to either side. However, there's lots of stuff to talk about. And the thing is that when you talk to British officials, they say, look, yes, the leadership's going to change and that will have an impact. But there are some issues that it's just good for both sides just to sort of get a clearer sense of where they're at. Mm. So that could be on Iran. The UK and the US share the same analysis that Iran is a threat in the region, but they don't share the same analysis on how best to try and change Iran's behavior. On the issue of Huawei, the Chinese telecoms giant, the UK is still in a process of trying to decide how much to allow this company to engage, get itself involved in the creation and support of the future 5G mobile phone network here in the UK. The Americans saying, don't touch it with a barge pole because it will be a security risk. The UK saying, well, we think it's possible you could slice it and dice it and split the difference and right. allow the Chinese into a bit of it. There's obviously trade. As and when the UK finally leaves the European Union, the Americans, I think, will be keen to put down some markers about what kind of trade deal that might happen after that. So there are lots of issues, and not all of them are ones where there's consensus.
Any sign of a Trump-Boris Johnson meet?
Nothing confirmed at the moment. Both sides have said they're up for it if they're willing to do it. Donald Trump would love to see him because Donald Trump likes hanging out with politicians who he sees are cut off the same block, that share the same some of the same instincts in terms of shaking things up, being mavericks, being unexpected, which all of which Boris Johnson lays some claim to be. But on the other hand, if you want to be if you're standing for an election, which he is, within a small group of Conservative Party MPs initially and then party members, it's an open question as to whether or not being close to Donald Trump is an automatic game changer. And on the one hand, if you are saying, look, I'm going to have such a good relationship with the United States president, that's a tick box.
Yep.
But if some people might say, well, hang on a minute, we need to stand up for our own interests here. And if you're going to be prime minister, I don't want you being too hugger-mugger with, a president who's not and universally popular amongst every citizen within the United Kingdom.
Yes, it could go either way. And congratulations to you, James, being the first person this evening to use the word hugger-mugger. We salute you for that.
I hope I get, the checks in the post.
James, thank you so much. James Landale, he's the BBC's diplomatic correspondent.